Considering the content of the movie Shattered Pieces, it's ironic how filmmaker Carrie-Anne Fraser's face lights up when you ask her about the film.
Shattered Pieces is my domestic violence survival story.
The film is based on real events taken from her book Restored, written by Fraser.
I am post 12 years my survival, but it is still a passion of mine to share with others that victims of domestic violence can look like anyone.
Shattered Pieces is one of the many films that are being featured at the Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival, happening February 3rd through the 5th at various venues across Waco. The festival started in 2020, right before the pandemic began, and then last year the festival happened with drive-in movie screenings. This is the third year for the festival, and founder Dr. Tyra Lindsay Warren says the festival is beginning to pay off for the community.
Our winners of our Grand Jury Prize for Best Feature Film, Vision Vehicle Studios, have moved to Waco. They moved during the pandemic in November of 2021. They shot their first movie. It's called The Great Wall of Warren. It has a lot of notable actors in it, and they shot it here in Waco.
Not only will there be lots of films to watch, there will also be a golf tournament on Thursday, February 3rd, a fashion show on February 4th, and a tennis mixer on February 5th. During the festival, you can expect to see some celebrities in town, including John Schneider, who you might remember from Dukes of Hazzard, or more recently, The Haves and Have-Nots. He'll be showing off his latest movie titled Poker Run. Schneider will be receiving a Champions Award on opening night, as well as
Ann Harder, who everyone loves, from our ABC station, will be honored as well.
Tickets and a schedule of events are available online at WacoFamilyAndFaithFilmFestival.com. And for Fraser,
I also have a romance, which is absolutely nothing to do with social, but I just wanted to put a little love in the air, and it's called Impulse, and we're in post-production with that as well.
With KWBU News, I'm Dustin Drew.